Kids speak out. Coach's pet.
I love my soccer team, but there's one player who's not very good at all. He always lets the team down. The problem is, he's the coach's son, so she always lets him play. I think he shouldn't be on the team. What do you think?
I agree. It's not fair if the coach's son stays on the team. The team wants to be able to play their best every game. To do that, they need their strongest players on the field. Besides, how would the coach's son feel knowing he was letting the team down because he couldn't play well? He should be playing in a lower grade. The players will be much happier if they don't feel that someone is being treated as a coach's pet. If the coach wants the best for her team, she shouldn't let him play.
Dylan.
I disagree. In my opinion, winning isn't everything. If everyone is having fun playing the game, that's what really matters. The others in the team should help the coach's son with the soccer skills he needs to work on. They should encourage him instead of just saying that he makes them lose.
I think it would be very hard for a mother to tell her own son he wasn't good enough to play. He may never want to play soccer again.
As long as he tries his best, the coach's son should stay on the team.
Sandy.
Choosing between friends. Nicole is my best friend, but this new girl, Jen, invites me to her place all the time. She's got a swimming pool and all the latest cool games. Should I change best friends?
I think people can change best friends. You might meet new kids who you think are really fun.
If Jen's family are rich, she'll always have the latest of everything. They will be doing exciting things that your family might not be able to afford. You may even be able to go on exciting holidays with her one day.
Spending time with a new friend doesn't mean you have to lose your old ones. You can still see Nicole. A good friend will understand if you have other friends too. And Jen must really like you if she invites you to her house.
Frida.
I don't think you should hurt Nicole's feelings by calling Jen your best friend just because she has cool games and the latest of everything. Friendship is about being there for somebody, not about how rich you are or how much you have.
Also, you have known Nicole for a long time, but you have only just met Jen. How do you know what Jen is really like? If she isn't so nice once you get to know her better, what will happen? You might feel like you don't have a best friend at all.
You can still be friends with both, but you shouldn't just choose a new best friend for the reasons you have given.
Greta.
Banning peanut butter. Our school has banned peanut butter sandwiches at lunchtime because some kids are allergic to peanuts. I think it's a silly rule.
I agree that this rule is silly. Most kids at school have no problem with peanut butter at all. If they are told that one of their classmates has an allergy, they will be sensible and careful when they eat their lunch. The teacher should trust them. Peanut butter sandwiches are easy to make and they are healthy. Many parents will be annoyed if they have to find other food for their kids' lunches. Also, even if you ban peanut butter, lots of other food could still be made from peanuts. There are many foods that people are allergic to as well. There could be a lot of different food that would need to be banned at school.
Milan.
In my opinion, this is a good rule. Kids who are allergic to peanuts can get very sick if they accidentally eat some.
In some severe cases, children have even died.
Older kids might be sensible, but younger kids share and swap their lunches and might not know that their friends are allergic.
Some kids might be so allergic that even being near people eating peanuts makes them feel sick.
They shouldn't have to be scared of sitting next to their classmates at lunch.
There are lots of other things you can put in a sandwich that are safe for everyone.
Max. Brother troubles. My little brother just started school. Mum says I must look after him at lunchtime.
I miss playing with my friends. I shouldn't have to babysit him.
I agree that you shouldn't have to look after your brother every day.
While you do this, you are missing out on being with friends your own age.
Break time is the part of the day when kids can relax,
so it isn't fair that you have to take care of your brother the whole time.
It's important that your brother learns to look after himself and make friends with kids his own age.
If you were sick and couldn't go to school one day, he wouldn't know what to do or who to talk to.
Tony.
In my opinion, starting school can be very frightening for a young kid, so I think you should watch out for your younger brother, especially at break time.
If you go off with your friends, your brother could get hurt on the playground or even get bullied.
You need to make sure that this doesn't happen in his first days at school, or he might not want to come back.
Your friends will probably have to look after their little brothers and sisters when they start school as well.
They will understand if you can't play with them every day.
Finally, you won't have to look after him forever.
Once he has made his own friends, he won't need you there all the time.
Lori.